My name is Stanley Miller. I'm professor of chemistry and biochemistry at the University of California at San Diego, and I've been here about 38 years and still working on prebiotic chemistry. Pasteur showed in 1860 that life does not arise spontaneously at the present time, which used to be a well-regarded theory. Life just arose from dirt or whatever. But Pasteur showed that this simply doesn't happen. Then the question is, where did life come from? There was a theory proposed by Oparin, a Russian biochemist, that it rose spontaneously from a soup of organic compounds. But nobody had done any experiments in this regard. So it came about that I was a graduate student at the University of Chicago, and Harold Urey proposed that you could get the organic compounds as the basis for life by having a reducing atmosphere. Now, a reducing atmosphere is one that you have on Jupiter, where the carbon is in the form of methane rather than CO2, and the nitrogen is in the form of ammonia rather than molecular nitrogen, and there's no oxygen around, but you have a lot of molecular hydrogen. And he felt that this would be conducive for making organic compounds using ultraviolet light or electric discharges. And in due course, I went up to him and said I'd like to do an experiment. It's a risky experiment, and we agreed that we'd give it a try and see what happened. The first thing was to construct an apparatus. This glass apparatus consisted of a 5-liter flask for the gases and a 500cc flask for the water, which represented the ocean, along with a batch of tubing to make it work as a circulating system, and then turned on a Tesla coil, a little electric discharge, and we thought this was a good approximation to the primitive Earth with the ocean and the atmosphere and the gases, and the electric discharge represented lightning. And so that you had the source of energy to sort of make things go. Overnight, it turned reddish and brown, and the experiment worked like a charm, better than we'd even dreamed it could work. More thorough analysis showed that there was very high yields of amino acids. Now, amino acids are the building blocks of proteins, and so making amino acids is not the same as making life, but it's sort of the first step. And the fact that the yields were so high gave a great deal of credence to the experiment because it seemed to be making biological-type compounds. When it was published in Science in May of 1953, it created a considerable sensation, I think it's fair to say. It made sense. It was a possibility that life might arise on the Earth just by spontaneous reactions. The question then is, where are we now in origin of life studies? And to some extent, the making of the simple molecules has been fairly well worked out. The problem now is to get something that will polymerize and will self-replicate. Nowadays, the replication takes place with DNA, or in some cases, RNA. But I think there was something different on the primitive Earth. So what I'm doing now is to try and search for the precursor to the DNA and RNA. I haven't found it yet, but I'm working on it. And I should say, it's very difficult to find something if you don't know what you're looking for. So this is one of the problems. But I think that we know enough chemistry that I think this is a solvable problem. And hopefully in a few years we'll have that worked out. But let's go on to the larger issue. If this kind of chemistry took place on the primitive Earth, it should take place on any planet where there's similar conditions. And since there's hundreds of billions of stars just in our galaxy, it should have taken place on many, many planets. And I should mention that they're beginning to discover planets around stars. So that I would expect that there would be, well, there's certainly organic material on these planets, and I would think that life would arise on many of these planets, and that there may be intelligent life, very, very abundant throughout the universe. So that's one of the implications of these experiments, with the major uncertainty being what is the probability of taking that prebiotic soup and converting it into a living organism.